60 or 70% of what we do on council deals with land use. And I make a living out of that ordinance. And I understand a lot of things about the ordinance that someone who came perhaps from another walk of life, it's a learning curve.
The development of the downtown area just over the last 5 years, says Rivenbark, is a point of pride for him.
It hadn't been that many years ago that where Cape Fear Community College is north was big, large warehouses, old abandoned wharves, poor, no infrastructure at all. And in a matter of a few short years, this is what's come of it.
Now that Ed Wolverton has taken the helm at Wilmington Downtown Inc. as its new CEO, Rivenbark says the downtown area is about to take off, and he wants to be part of that. Wolverton has created municipal service districts in other cities, says Rivenbark. In Wilmington, if city officials decided to move forward with the idea, and that is an open question, the undertaking would amount to an additional tax on owners of property within the Central Business District. The CBD covers downtown from the Isabel Holmes Bridge to 4th Street to the river.
We're the largest city in North Carolina, doesn't have one.
The revenue generated by a municipal service district would be earmarked for use only in the downtown area.
Puts ambassadors on the street to help tourists. If there was ever any graffiti that got painted on a wall, it comes off the next morning. Sidewalk, you know, beautification for storefronts, planners, events. So I'm not doing it justice. It is a wonderful thing.
But it is a tax. The idea went down in flames about a year and a half ago. At the time, the economic recovery was shaky at best. People had no appetite for additional taxes, and the benefits of MSDs weren't effectively explained to stakeholders, says Rivenbark.
It's been shown that property values will increase when there is an MSD, and occupancy rates go straight up when there's an MSD because of some of the benefits that come along with that. But there are a multitude of things that can be done with that revenue that benefit the downtown area.
When council recently postponed voting on an anti-gang ordinance, Rivenbark was the only dissenting member.
And the ordinance was that if a known member of a gang or an employee of a gang is in a park, they are first warned, and if they're seen in there the second time, they'll be arrested. And I think it's a misdemeanor.
But at the city council meeting when the matter was brought up for discussion, an attorney from the American Civil Liberties Union raised concerns about the potential for racial profiling. That's when council backed away from the vote. But Rivenbark says he was ready to make a statement.
I would rather be getting ready to go to court to defend my position than paying my condolences to a mother who loses a small child shot with an errant shot, because we have problems.
Rivenbark agrees that the potential for gang violence must be addressed in children before they're of an age when they can be co-opted by gangs. But he also says the criminals perpetrating the violence are already a lost cause.
These people that we're dealing with, they have absolutely no fear or respect for the law. They will shoot anybody. They're cold-blooded.
Rivenbark says he has great faith in the integrity of the police force, especially because they know they'll be under a microscope. If Wilmington does pass the ordinance in some form, other communities will be watching. He expresses a similar faith in his colleagues. The political division pervading state and national dialogue has no part in Wilmington, says Rivenbark.
I've worked with a lot of commissioners and council people. I don't think I have ever served with one individual that I didn't, honest in my heart, believe that they were there for the same reasons that I was there, to do the city's business or the county's business.
He says he takes pride in the fact that city council is nonpartisan. Rachel Lewis Hilburn, WHQR News.